You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
Yo, 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 what it do, people? It's your boys, Monty, RJ. We in the cut. It's Wednesday. I got another day off on Wednesday, so you already know what we was linking up to do this morning. Feel me, y'all? Feel me? And, yeah, welcome to the Brooklyn Power Trip. You already know. And we got not too much, but we got some things to talk about, I must say. There's a lot of things we'll talk about. Everybody's been talking about some of them. whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's going crazy over the top for no reason, taking it too far, there's been all types of shit's been going on lately. We'll start it off, RJ. This past Friday, people, Roman Reigns came out and he was talking smack about Seth. Talking smack about Cody, really. And then Cody came out and he was talking, and then all of a sudden he said, "I know somebody knows you better than anybody." And then all of a sudden The Rock's music came on, and then The Rock came out. I'm like, what the fuck? And then The Rock comes in the ring, like shakes Cody's hands and like hugs him close and like talking to him. And then Cody leaves the ring, people. He left the ring and then started walking backstage. And then The Rock and Roman had a face-off. Now, I'm guessing, well, nothing's been set in stone, because on this past Monday, I don't know if you noticed, Cody never answered Seth. So it's still up in the air. But...
Go ahead and finish. Because I kind of want to go a little long uninterrupted. So, yeah, go ahead and finish.
All right. And, so, nothing's set in stone, people. But, to me, it looks like they're trying to do Rock versus Roman. Now, to me, it just... if you were going that route, I just felt like... if you already knew that before the Rumble, there was no reason for Cody to win the Rumble. I feel like that's my only complaint, personally, bro. Like, if you knew this was the plan set in stone already, there was no reason for that to have Cody win it and to make it seem like he was going to go for Roman, if y'all already knew. It's just kind of dumb. They could have probably created a brand new story with a different Rumble winner for WrestleMania. They could create it because this story was already been there, you know what I'm saying, bro? This story's been going on for a while, so I don't think they really need the Rumble to further it. They could have had somebody else win the Rumble if they knew this was the route. But since Cody won the Rumble, I guess it intensifies the story with like, hey, I won the Rumble again, and I'm not even getting my shot now. Because, like, who said this promo? Who the fuck said... see, I think CM Punk said this promo. It's so funny that he said this and it actually fucking happened. Wow, it's really funny. He said that there's like a bigger star or shadow behind you waiting to take everything from you or some shit like that. He said in a promo recently.
And don't you think that's a coincidence, by the way?
But don't you think? Because he said that like a couple weeks ago. Not too long ago, he said that. Like word for word.
Exactly.
I feel like that's exactly what's happening, no? So, that's my only thing, RJ. I'm not really going crazy, nigga. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not going crazy. It's The Rock. I know if they were going, if they're doing this for real, bro, I just know that they're just trying to make as much bread as possible at this Mania. That's how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it realistically, bro. Like, truthfully, yes, of course I wanted Cody to fucking go to Mania and beat Roman, especially if he won the Rumble again. Like, of course I'm going to want it. Right. But hey, bro, if they want Rock to do it, when's the next time you're going to be able to get Rock to do it? So I guess that's why they're doing it, bro, because Rock is able, ready and able and willing to do it. So, and they're going to make mad bread off of it. So I don't know, man. I know there's a lot of fans going crazy. They're upset and whatnot and want Cody to go. I understand, but at the same time, don't take it too serious. Some people are taking it crazy serious, and I just feel like that's when it's like, y'all ODing. Y'all not even for the cause anymore. Y'all just in it for your own gain now. It makes no sense. But yeah, that's my take, bro. Let me hear your thoughts on the whole situation.
There was no match graphic made official for the match.
Yep.
So nothing set in stone. That's why I didn't OD. I didn't jump out the window. I didn't see you say anything about it either. So, man, you were pretty much the only two that really didn't say anything or OD about it. I see a lot of podcasters that we're friendly with, you know, they were jumping out the window, oh, fuck The Rock, fuck this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, whoa, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Gotta wait and see what's going on here. Cody hasn't made a decision yet. Nothing was set in stone with The Rock and Roman. Surely you would think The Rock and Roman face looking at each other and this, that, and the other. You figured, oh, shit, you know, hey, you know, WrestleMania, the next day, bam, it's happening. It's happening. But we ain't getting none of that yet. Also, another thing that has me wanting to go, okay, let's wait and see what happens, right?
Yeah.
This press conference they're having tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker's not even in Philadelphia, okay? It's in Las Vegas. Why is it in Las Vegas? Here's what I'm thinking, right?
Oh, that makes...
Oh, hold on. Let me finish now. I'm thinking it's in Las Vegas because they're going to do Rock and Roman at WrestleMania next year in Vegas.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, though. That, because last year, correct me if I'm wrong, my boy. Last year, they did this press conference or show, whatever, press show, whatever, in LA, where they did the Mania.
Mm-hmm.
I remember because they had the Rams mascot there and the Rams cheerleaders there, and Ricochet came out in Ram colors.
Yeah,
correct me if I'm wrong. So,
and they,
that's a very good fucking point, bro. That makes sense. If you were doing the press show for Philly, it would be in Philly for the Mania in Philly.
But it's not. It's in Vegas.
Right.
Why is it in Vegas? Other than announce WrestleMania is gonna be in Las Vegas.
That's a good ass point, bro. Kudos, my dude. Kudos. Nah, that's a very good point. That's a very good point to point out, bro. Last year, they didn't do it in a different city from the Mania that it was going to be in that year. No, that's a good fucking point, nigga. And guess what? They don't do shit like that, especially with Triple H in charge. They don't be doing shit like that, like, on, like, you know, just to do it. Nah, them shits is on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. And I just think that they're not stupid. They're not stupid. I just think we need some drama. What did I say last week? We needed some drama. It was too cut and dry that it's going to be Cody versus Roman and this, that, and the other. It was too obvious. Yeah. It was too obvious. We need a little bit of a shakeup. We need some drama heading to that direction. If I'm wrong and they do Rock and Roman, hey, I'm wrong. I can admit that. I'm not some weird old guy that has to be right about everything. You know what I'm saying? If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And if they announce the match tomorrow, hey, that's it. At least we know now. At least we know.
Yeah.
But still, is that even still etched in stone? For all we know, Cody could be like, wait, hold on, motherfucker. You know what? I had an epiphany. You know what I'm saying? Let's make this motherfucker a triple threat. You know what I'm saying? You got that
word.
Too. That's
word,
what's not
exactly.
As well. I mean, so we don't know. That's why I'm reserving my judgment until we finally figure some stuff out and we know everything. My whole thing about, even when it comes to doing these podcasts, right? I never want to be the guy that comes out here on this microphone with you and tell anybody that listens to this or tell you anything that I think is right. because I have to be right first. I don't want to be first. I want to be right.
Right.
And, so, and that's the mindset I've been taking the last couple of days. There's many ways they can fix this. I want to see Cody finish the story too. If you remember last year, I was one of the few people that didn't have a problem with him losing last year. Because what was my argument, Monty, if you remember, it was that Cody didn't fight enough adversity to get to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He got hurt. He got hurt, came back, got the dirty spot in the Rumble last year, won the Rumble. There was no bumpy roads heading into WrestleMania, no puns intended.
Yeah.
Then he gets to WrestleMania, and then bam, there you go. You had your first bumpy road. You had your first bump in the road. And, I mean, and people would count the injury, but the injury aside, and Solo Sikoa fucking him up, and then, of course, Brock Lesnar getting him ready, training him the whole Rocky Apollo Creed thing we was liking it to. That, all stuff aside, Cody Rhodes hadn't really fought adversity.
Yeah.
So here's the chance for us to build a good baby face that we can be behind to going into this thing. If it's The Rock and Roman, look, hey, my whole thing is this. It's bad timing. It's bad timing. I'm not going to shit on it because, hey, I probably wouldn't even be doing this with you right now if it wasn't for a couple of people. My mother and The Rock. I was a big Rock fan when I was a kid. Right.
Yeah.
As an adult, I'm still a fan. But I see him for what he is now, you know? I don't think he can do it anymore. And his movies suck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard being a Rock fan nowadays, but I'm still a fan nonetheless.
Yeah.
And seeing him and Roman Reigns has been, I won't say a dream match, but it's been something that I've been wanting to see. It's just not this year. Just not this year. If it would have happened a couple of years ago in Dallas, when Vince McMahon had all the eggs in the Roman Reigns basket, and there was no baby faces in the world to challenge Roman with any type of credibility, you break out The Rock, you press the emergency phone to call The Rock, and you do the match, then you do the match. But now, where Triple H has this deep bench of baby faces to go up against Roman Reigns now, you got AJ Styles, you got LA Knight, yeah, you got, I mean, Randy Orton, you got all these guys, and I mean, come on. You got all of these guys. You don't need The Rock anymore. So I think this is an ego. It's an ego play at the same time. But it's just like, I don't know, man. Just the time is off for me, man. Like I said, 3 years ago, hell, even last year. I would have took it last year.
Yeah, same. I would have took it last year, too.
With Cody, because even the thing, when as soon as they announced that Mania was going to be in Philly last year, and Cody lost, I'm like, what better scenery to give Cody Rhodes the championship, but in Philly, coming off of that loss last year, coming into the match this year as an underdog, overcoming the odds, getting the chip, in the same place that Rocky had to overcome everything. And he won his trip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm not upset. And I'm not sending any death threats. Shame on you people, by the way. Sending death threats to The Rock and Roman Reigns. And
his daughter.
And his daughter. She ain't got nothing to do with that shit. I'm glad she said that. The way she said it. She ain't had nothing to do with that.
She's trying to run a show here.
Yeah, she's trying to run a fucking show. She ain't got nothing to do with no booking decisions, man. So, all y'all crazy motherfuckers out there that think y'all gonna get y'all way by acting like a bunch of bitches and shit like that, man, y'all could go suck a dick, all right? Suck a dick. I'm still in Monty's line. Suck a dick, all right?
Real talk.
Nothing is ever this serious when it comes to wrestling. I'm sorry. It's never that serious. And if it is, you need some fucking help.
Yeah, for real.
Need some help, but I hope it's a big gotcha story heading into WrestleMania, and Cody does get Roman. If they do The Rock, I'm gonna be disappointed because I wanted to see Cody get his shot, get his moment in Philly. But I'm not gonna be OD mad either. Worst case scenario is I'm probably not even gonna watch the match if it's The Rock and fucking Roman. So. Because I mean, the build up, the promos, family history, that should be good. That should be nice on paper, right? But when that bell rings, ding, da, ding, da, ding.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns, man, stock smash, talk trash, roll out to the ring, jaw jack with the fans, get back in the ring.
Yeah.
Superman punch, then we start, you know, the ref bump and Solo Sikoa, Jimmy Uso, you know what I'm saying?
It's the same shit. Drew McIntyre was spitting facts on Monday, bro. That fucking promo got me so hyped up because, oh man, I'm a big fan of this whole new Drew McIntyre just telling the truth how it is, being blunt to every other wrestler. Like, I don't care no more. I'm not sugarcoating shit no more for nobody. I'm telling y'all exactly how it is. Like, oh man, he said it. He was like, you really want to challenge Roman again, Cody? We all know how it's gonna happen.
Like, yeah.
It happens. He's like, the family interferences, it happens to all of us. It happened to me. It happened to Cody. Like, I was like, bro, you are not saying nothing wrong. Like, you're a bad guy, but you're not even lying here. Like, how am I supposed to boo you here? I can't. You're telling the truth. Like, you actually are a bad guy that actually has logic and actual reasoning. Like, yeah. Shit, bro. I can't hate you. That promo was fantastic Monday, bro.
The thing that makes him a bad guy is that he jumps people from behind and this, that, and the other. Fucks him up.
Right. And you know what? I don't even care about that either, because guess what? His big ass should not even be taking no shit from nobody, bro. You say... So the smallest, slightest thing to me that I feel like is disrespect, Drew McIntyre should beat the fuck up, beat them up. What? Of course. That's why I like it. This whole heel thing is great. But we just gonna have to see what's gonna happen with the Cody, Rock, Roman stuff. That's it. That's really it. But
we'll come back here next week and we'll talk about it. I tell you what though, Cody is getting a lot of crazy support from even the most unlikeliest people in the world.
Yeah, he's getting mad fan support. It's crazy. This shit, his trend was running for like 3 days straight type shit. That's crazy.
And including from the unlikeliest of people, like porn star Ava Adams, for God's sakes.
No way.
She wants him to finish the story. Like, it's crazy. I'm weak. Oh my god, damn.
That's funny.
Cody even got the porn stars fiending for him, bro. Like, it's crazy. But nah, that's crazy.
That's pretty funny.
That's mad funny. That's mad crazy. But yeah, we're going to just have to wait and see what happens next week, man.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, and we'll come back and talk about it next week. But yeah, man. You touched on Raw a little bit. Drew McIntyre, once again, showing why he's the MVP of the fucking show, if you ask me personally. Seth not working and Drew carrying the mic work and that new shirt with
the CM Punk burial. Oh my god, that shit was
WrestleMania dreams. Oh man, I think I might.
This shit is great. This run is great.
Doing really good shit. Seth and Cody, and that's a good dynamic. Getting those guys out there, they cut a good promo. They cut a good promo. Still, Cody didn't answer anything, so I think the match for that heavyweight championship, I don't know if it's just me, but I'm thinking it's gonna be a triple threat between Drew, Sammy, and fucking Seth. Yeah,
that'd be nice.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Sami Zayn, man, they've been building Sami Zayn up too for a little bit of a story. Now, granted, he ain't been winning matches like that, but they've been building him up to be a piece of this thing, so that's a good thing.
Him and Drew, and Drew too, yeah, that's crazy. Because he was like, I beat you twice already, but Drew was like, you lost to Cody 3 times, and you want him to challenge for your title. What are you talking about here? You make no sense. And I'm like, right, Drew? Like, he don't make any sense. He can't give you another title shot, but he lost to Cody 3 times already. He's begging him to choose him. Like, what? Make it make sense, bro.
What a torn titty at that, bro.
Like, come on. But I think after that happened was the four-way tag team match to qualify to face the SmackDown team winner, which was Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne, to go on to face the Undisputed Tag Team Champions. I like that they're doing this. This is cool. I like this a lot. It actually, yeah. It gives some type of formula to get to the tag titles, so I'm liking this a lot. The match was pretty good itself to me. I thought everybody was doing their thing. The New Day was balling. The Creed brothers were going crazy. Julius Creed was going crazy.
Yeah.
So, I liked the match a lot. I had a feeling DIY was going to win, too. I'm not going to lie. Just from everything from the past. And they got the win. They got the win. Ciampa was smart as fuck. My man had some really good ring awareness at the right time, and they got the win. So
they did, yeah. Really good tag match, and I like these matches that they're doing because they're showcasing all the tag teams right now. So that's a good thing. Raw and SmackDown, so that's a good thing. That gives everybody some shine, you know. So yeah, I was definitely pleased with what I saw on Monday. Ciampa and Gargano are gonna face Bate and Pete Dunne on Friday, so that should be good.
Right.
Man, I'll tell you what, this next match, bro. Shayna Baszler and Becky Lynch for the Elimination Chamber qualifier, man.
This match happened. I forgot this match happened right after. A lot of reversals, a lot of counters. It was a match. There was just a lot of counters, a lot of reversals. It was very technical, I would say. And then I think Shayna thought she had her in like a reversal counter, but then fucking Becky Lynch countered her back into the manhandle slam and she won off that. Yeah. So she's the first one that's in the Elimination Chamber match. And then they got next week going, they got Zoe Stoggs versus Liv Morgan for the next one. So it'd be interesting to see it.
We know how that's gonna go.
Yeah, Liv Morgan's definitely winning that.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. After the Rumble, they haven't really gone crazy with showing her like returning and stuff. So I'm surprised.
Yeah. They usually do that. I guess they made up for by having her have. She had a couple of segments Monday, so I guess that's their way of making it up for not being on the post Rumble show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she did like, she was watching this match, and then she did a promo on Rhea saying that she wants her revenge, and then they announced it for the Chamber. So yeah, I mean, if you're Liv Morgan, Mark, then you got your fill of Liv Morgan.
Right. They were, yeah. And I know people feeding for her to face Rhea Mania, but I don't fucking want that.
No. I mean, storyline wise, it makes sense, but I'm not. I think Rhea and Becky's the way to go.
Yeah, same.
Especially if we're going to get a match like we got last year with Charlotte and Rhea. I think Becky and Rhea is the way to go, man.
Yeah, I'm thinking so too. I'm thinking that match would be crazy.
I mean, don't get me wrong, man. And I hate this notion that Liv Morgan falls into that category of a girl that doesn't take bumps and this, that, and the other. Man, Liv Morgan be bumping her ass off, man.
I don't really like watching her in ring.
Her and Rhea, that would slap for a personal, for more of a personal story. But outright mugging, you talking about a mugging? Nah, Becky and fucking Rhea is the way to go, dog.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. Speaking of Rhea, though, I'm pretty sure Rhea came out as all pissed off and shit.
No. Not yet. Yeah, we had that horrible, shitty-ass mixed tag match. I'm going to just go ahead and say it, all right?
Maxine, that match was bad. Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Do not let this girl wrestle no more. Have her be a manager, have her be the QT cheerleader, that's fine. I got no problem with that whatsoever. I hate when people go, well, she has to be a wrestler and that's it. No, she does not. Have her be a manager. The people like her. She's over with the crowd. But god damn, when she goes to do anything in that fucking ring, it is terrible. It happened at the Rumble, and it happened again Monday. And when she did the, thank you, she got booed. Like, stop putting her in the ring. Okay,
She got booed when she did it.
She did that. She botched again, and then she got up and went to thank you, and people was like, boo. So I was like, it was embarrassing. I felt bad for him, but it's like,
stop doing the move. You can't do it. Stop doing it.
No, what they need to do is stop letting her fucking wrestle. Quit putting her in the ring. She ain't good. She got stopped. She literally got signed in 2022. And
yeah, bro, what the fuck?
She made a couple appearances on NXT with Von Wagner and Robert Stone. And all of a sudden, when they realized LA Knight was phoning in on the fucking Max Dupree gimmick or whatever Vince wants to say, that's when they called her up to be Maxxine Dupree. And I mean, the girl never had a chance. So
yeah, I don't know, bro.
It's not her fault, but they need to quit putting her in the ring. Clearly, she ain't got the chops for it right now.
That's what I'm saying.
Not saying that she ain't gonna get it, but quit putting her in the ring for right now. Let this girl get some reps in NXT. Send her back down there. There's nothing wrong with that. Hell, you had Dominic flying back and forth. Fucking send this broad down there and have her fly back and forth.
Yeah. I don't know. To be honest with you, I didn't pay attention to the match because I didn't even give a fuck about this stupid match. It had Ivar and Valhalla, two big-ass people, versus fucking Maxxine and Akira. I'm like, no, bro, I'm not watching this.
Yeah, well, thank God I did because you would have missed the botches.
Nah, I know. I seen one of them, and I was just like, nah, bro. Like, I'm not trying to watch this. She did that shit at Mania. Bro, at Mania Rumble. She did the same botch twice at Rumble. Twice. I'm like, no, bro. Ain't no way you did that shit, bro. Nah, son. I was so mad. She's bum. I'm sorry.
She seems like a very nice girl and everything like that. And
right.
She wants to get it. But don't have her in the ring until she's ready.
That's it.
Right now, she looks bad.
And yeah.
You want to rag on her? But the truth of the matter is, it's not her fault.
I can't
rag on her too bad. It's Vince McMahon's fault more than anything. But Triple H should have sent her back down to NXT, but then she got hot. Just stop putting her in the ring, for fuck's sake. Quit putting her in the ring until she's ready. Jesus Christ. Look, hey, if you was to put her charisma, her mic skills with Zoe Stark, you have the perfect wrestler. I'll say that much. But, I mean, shit, quit putting Shawty in the ring, for God's sakes. And then we got the Rhea and Nia brawl. And Nia Jax whooped that ass again. Nia Jax is like a monster. She put all the security guys on their asses.
Yep, and then she fucking did the Vader finisher on fucking on Rhea again. I love the way Rhea sells it. She like picks her head up and like bangs it on the mat again. It's so good. She makes it look deadly.
Yes, she does.
It's good.
Because Nia really doesn't go full force on it like she probably would have if she was Nia Jackson a few years ago, you know.
Word, that's so true. You're so right. She does look after them now. I can tell.
Mm-hmm. But we had that, and they built into Nia Jax and Rhea Ripley at Elimination Chamber, which I called months ago. Yeah. Hooray! I'll pat myself on the back for that one. But yeah, I can't wait to see that because Rhea and Nia, they gonna shock some people, man. I'm tired. Another thing I'm tired of is this whole narrative that Nia Jax sucks. No, she does not. Nia Jax has improved tremendously, and if you guys haven't seen that, then I don't know what the fuck to tell you. I don't know what program you're watching, because Nia Jax has clearly gotten better. She's gotten in better shape. The mic skills are still trash. I wish they would have Nia be more like Nyla Rose. Of all things, Nyla Rose is a bad at it, whatever the hell. Nyla Rose is funny as fuck with the whole surprise bitch and this, that, and the other, some of her trash talk. I wish Nia had that underneath her arsenal. If she had that, you can't tell me nothing about Nia Jax.
I don't know, bro. We've been saying for the past weeks now, for mad long, that she's gotten better than the ring. Like, the match with Becky was mad good. I don't know. We've been saying she's been good for mad long. That Fatal 5-Way at Crown Jewel was mad fun. Like, OD fun. So, I don't know, bro. I really don't understand why people keep saying she's whack. Like, she got better. She improved. You can't lie to me and tell me she ain't improved in the ring, because she has. She definitely has. And she does a lot more moves now than she did back then. I'm telling you. A ton of moves now. Like, she uses her big body mold, and she works that into her moveset all the time. And that's smart. I don't know, man. That's crazy how people can still say that now. I thought people got past the fact that she got better, because she did. She did get better. She's a lot more, and she's more, like you said earlier, she's protective too. So she's working. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. I think when you get a Nia Jax match now, I just think that she's going to pull out a bunch of moves that you're going to go, oh my damn, that looks like it hurts. So I don't know, but I don't know, man. She even be pulling out the Bray Wyatt senton. I've seen that. She did that a couple matches. Fucking the leg drop on the apron, like. She don't even do just the Samoan drop anymore. She does a bunch of scoop slams and shit like that too now. Like, I don't know, man. She's gotten better. That's just so dumb. I just think that match is gonna be good at Chamber too, cause it's in Rhea's hometown. She's gonna go crazy for them. I know she's gonna pull out some shit. She might do a rip tag off the top type shit, like, or something. Why?
I'm telling you, I'm picturing that finish. Her jacking Nia Jax up for the fucking super riptide. Oh my god, that place is gonna go nuts.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know. I'm looking for that, man. I'm looking forward to that. What happened after that? I think I got gray.
Miz and JD.
That's why my mind went gray. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, pretty much nothing match. R-Truth for his shenanigans. Gave JD his quote unquote cut. And, Miz caught JD, Skull Crusher finale. 1, 2, 3, that was the end of the match. Yeah. Michael Cole even wondered, was R-Truth, you know, being normal, or was R-Truth playing Judgment Day for a fool here? So I thought it was interesting that Michael Cole said that.
Yeah. So, we're gonna have to see what happens with that.
Yeah. Awesome Truth is definitely challenging,
They might even have them challenge it for fucking Mania type shit.
I'm thinking it's gonna be a Mania, because whoever wins out of DIY and British Strong Style is getting Judgment Day at the Chamber.
Yeah, they're not beating them.
So
imagine R-Truth getting a fucking WrestleMania moment. They win the titles.
Yeah, because R-Truth, truth be told, hadn't really got much of a WrestleMania moment, yeah?
No, and honestly, if we're being honest with ourselves, R-Truth gets probably one of the biggest crowd reactions out of anybody on that Raw roster. Like, it's massive.
He does.
That crowd reaction is massive, bro, and it's been massive for, like, ever since he's returned. So, give him it, bro. He's entertaining. I don't understand. Give him it. Give him the moment. Let them win the titles. They don't need the tag titles no more. Dominic hasn't had the North American title for mad long now. And he's, like, taking a backseat in a way. So, like, I mean, why Judgment Day gotta have the tag title still? You know what I'm saying? Damian Priest still gonna have the Money in the Bank if he even cashes it in that Mania. I wish he should. The only person to ever do it. That's why there's so much history. Like, if you cash in on Seth, you would be, and successfully do it, you will be the first person to successfully cash in at Mania since Seth, and you cashed in on him. That's so fire. Like, come on.
It's full circle.
That shit's so fire. Like, and Damian Priest could use that in the promo. The shit we talk about, I've seen wrestlers use it in the promo. Exhibit A, Drew McIntyre. He be pointing out shit that we talk about all the time, and it's like facts. So imagine Priest doing that. That's why I don't know. They don't need the tag titles. They can really do some shit where Priest. I don't know, man. I'm excited for Mania. But yeah, we'll see what happens with the tag titles. What happened after that? Sorry, I got a little too excited thinking about that.
Yeah, you got really excited. And hey,
I did.
Hey, don't X out the fact that Damian Priest could wind up cashing in that Money in the Bank.
Yeah, and that's cool. And then even it's gonna want his rematch. And then the story for that is, hey, you can't beat the dude. You really call yourself the architect, but I really outplayed you, right? How's that? You probably had a loop. You had a loophole in your blueprint or something. You're gonna have to look that over. And then Seth probably looking at himself like, damn, I lost myself acting all goofy. That should be lit, but whatever.
Imperium had a celebration for Gunther reaching 600 days as Intercontinental Champion, which Jey Uso, main event Jey Uso interrupted, and
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Let's go. Archie got one right early with Nia Jax. I got one right finally with Jey Uso and Gunther. Let's go. I'm telling y'all, people, we be calling these shits months and months and months, bro. I've been saying this shit with Jey Uso and Gunther for months now. Like, just give me this shit. And it looks like they're finally going to do it. I don't know when they're going to do it. I don't know when they're going to do it. But
yeah, because Gunther can't go to Australia,
right? So it's not happening at Chamber.
At Mania, it can happen at Mania. But I'm gonna tell you something that everybody, as much as that, you know, we're all excited for Jey and everything like that, but there's something that people are overlooking here, man. Ludwig Kaiser was standing right in the middle, especially as I'm looking at this right now, looking at the screen. Ludwig Kaiser was standing in the middle between Jey and Gunther, right? And when Gunther was talking, Ludwig Kaiser was giving him that look like, I should just drop you right now in your motherfucking head, bitch. He was looking at Gunther. And I'm just saying, bro. Hey, I might be on to something here with this whole shit with Kaiser and Gunther. I'm just saying, man. I might be on to something here. I was just bullshitting around, but I don't know, man. The more he continues to verbally abuse Ludwig Kaiser, and the more Kaiser gives him looks, including at the Rumble, too. We didn't even talk about that. Where he kind of dressed him down for getting eliminated at the Rumble. And Kaiser had that look on his face like, this motherfucker. I'm just saying, man. They be praying on my downfall. I'm just saying, man. Kaiser, man, he's going to be the reason why Gunther either loses that belt. He might take that motherfucker himself, bro. Don't rule any of those things out. I'm just saying, but Jey Uso, it was nice seeing Jey Uso fucking step up to the plate against Gunther. And there's another thing with Gunther, too. With Gunther, Gunther's got a lot of guys that I would not mind see beat him for that Intercontinental Championship.
His arrogant mic work got so much better. He be he said, I'm gonna make you wish that you and your brother weren't, like, you can't identify between the two of you. Like, God, that's OD, bro. That's OD. He said he gonna beat you so bad you wish you were I'm on top, dude, my priest.
Getting so close now, giving up a long time.
That song is so hard. I don't care what nobody says. That song was hard. The whole dance in the beginning, the way they used to jump, clap, and the fire would come up and the song would play. That whole shit was hard. I'm tired of people shitting on those types of those Usos. That shit was so hard, bro. Nah, bro. I love those Usos. I know people got tired of them, but I love those Usos back then. Yeah, too colorful, maybe, but that was Odito. Oh my God. You ever like those Usos, bro?
They first started doing it. I thought it was cool, but then kind of like how the fans took to them, they kind of got played out after a while. Like, one of them kept on getting hurt, and then they kept on coming back, and it was just like, they need that shit up badly. They got that shake up. They never looked back, bro. They never looked back.
They changed up crazy.
When they was hard in the paint, quote unquote.
Yeah.
They weren't big pieces of the show like that.
No, they weren't.
When they turned heel and found their edge, then that's when they started getting featured a whole lot, man. And that helped, you know, and that. I think if they didn't turn heel, we wouldn't get what we're getting today with these guys. So, I mean, the paint stuff was fun. It was fun, especially in the beginning. But the Usos needed to make that change for sure.
Yeah.
Look at Jey now. Jey's a top merch seller, top 10 merch seller. Jay is over like a motherfucker. Oh my God. Now, do you see the new camera shot they get now of his entrance now? Where they have they have a camera in the crowd where everybody's doing the fucking wave and shit.
Oh, man. That shit is hard. You got Pat Man now, Pat McAfee's on Raw now. You see him on top of the table doing it too.
Bro.
It's so great.
Awesome, bro. These are the days I used to pray for all the time. Multiple minorities WWE right now being over at the same damn time. It's truly a blessing. You can't ask for nothing better as a minority, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. So true.
Yeah, they Imperium jumped them. And then New Day made the save, so they're gonna do Imperium versus New Day and Jey Uso next week on Raw. So
that's what's up. That's cool.
The Kabuki Warriors beat Kaden Carter and contain a chance to
bum. I don't want to talk about it. Don't want to talk about it. Bum. Don't
Raw tag team champion.
That shit was bum. I'm sorry, people. That shit was bum. It was bum. Their first match wasn't even that good. This one was just worse. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. It was bum. That shit was bum. I don't know what's going on with Asuka. I don't know what's going on with Kairi Sane. That match was bum.
They're on a
damage control high right now. They don't care what they do because they're going to be on top. That's how I'm looking at it. Because that match was bum.
You can't have a good match in 2 minutes. I'm just saying.
I didn't like the fact that they gave them the rematch so damn fast for the titles, bro. They just lost it. They just lost it Friday. Like you said, RJ, they're trying to X out these tag teams quick and they can move on to these next contenders, but they're doing it really rapid, bro. It's crazy fast.
Which is why I don't know why they're doing it, because they don't have any tag teams. They don't have any.
They do have several on both shows.
They're
it's just that
bomb. They're all bomb, man. Yeah, except for these
dudes.
We've been saying it for a while. KC Square is the only legit tag team besides, I guess, the Kabukis, because hey, the Kabuki Warriors, they got the history and shit like that. But and they became a good team. But besides that, you got Isla Dawn and Alba Fire. They're not even on TV like that. Not like those girls. Not even on TV. So
and then Chelsea Green and Piper Niven just lost the titles, so you can't do that.
To me, they're not even a real team. They're not even a real team, bro. So it's and Natty and Tegan, give me a fucking break. Neither one of them are over. So come on, give me a break.
They just had Shayna. They had just had Shayna in a 1v1 match. So
so she could lose to Becky.
What was the point? What was the point of having her in the tag team getting several wins just for her to fight a random 1v1 match to lose?
So she can lose and go back to the tag team.
So dumb. Makes no sense.
You just answered your own question. So she can go back to the tag team.
They should just had somebody wrestle her differently. It's dumb. They got Zoe in a 1v1 too. You're right.
Yeah, they're gonna lose.
Yep, so that way they can stay the tag team.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're probably better off together breaking limbs. Yeah, you're right. All right.
You're right, dude. Do that. Yeah. We're gonna go to the bar after the show. Yeah, let's go.
Relax, Shayna. You don't gotta be all uptight so much. What? You want me to rip your arm off too? Damn, bitch, relax.
I will rip your arm off and wear it as a strap on.
Bro,
Jada,
whoa, RJ, what? But then she's never not serious when she's in character. It's so crazy. The only time I've ever seen her break characters was with R-Truth on the panels in the pandemic era.
Oh my god. If this stuff with Zoe Stark don't work out, I think they should try to turn Shayna Baszler into a face. I ain't calling her no baby. She's 40 years old. You can't call no 40-year-old woman no baby face. But
let her tap into her the dog stuff she got going on. Let her tap into the sensitive side. But she can still look badass. I don't know. There's no human in the character, bro. They don't let her express, like, they don't, they have, she's not humanized, I don't think. Shayna.
Yeah.
No, she's not.
No, not at all, not at all. So,
yeah.
I think Shayna, to me, man, if they was going to put Shayna with anybody, honestly, though, as weird as this might sound, you probably could be like, bro, what the fuck are you thinking? But if they would have put Shayna and Chelsea Green together, I think that would have worked out because...
That would have been funny. That would have been really, really funny.
Because you have Chelsea trying to, you know, doing her bullshit, and Shayna just be like, oh my God, like everybody else, just scoffing at it. But they become successful and they get over. You know what I'm saying? I think that would have worked out a whole lot more better. But what do I know? I just do these shows. But yeah, they need to do some damage control. No pun intended with some of these women, man. We've been talking about it for weeks, for months, maybe even years. But they need to do some damage control when it comes to some of these fucking women, man.
Yeah.
Then we had the bull rope match with Nakamura and Cody.
Yeah, I didn't really care about that match neither. I thought this feud was done. What was the point of this match? I don't know. They've done this match mad times at house shows. Now this one's televised. Get out of here, bro. This is stupid. This is dumbass booking, bro. Dumbass booking. I'm sorry. Like, he just lost before the Rumble. Like, he did. 3 times. He lost. Again. Stop. Stop beating a dead horse. That's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah, like, I didn't like that decision either.
It's dumb. Like, it's like me playing a video game. John Marston just got shot 20 times. I'm not going to shoot him 5 more times. Why? He's dead. They're killing Shinsuke, for fuck's sake, man. You want Cody so much. What, you want him to beat you so bad? That's what you, like, that's what be my fucking counter promo. Like, what? You want, so you got to fuck you up again? Like, I don't know, bro. It's just stupid. I didn't really care for the match. I knew the outcome. I'm just like, I thought this feud was done. I thought they stopped it before Rumble, and they did it again. Like, this is the final end. You had to beat them a 4th time. I don't know, bro. I don't know, bro. Just, I was not a fan of this shit at all. I'm sorry, people. I wasn't.
Yeah, they jump started a little angle after the house show. What was it, in Tennessee the other night?
Yeah.
Cody went backstage, and Nakamura just sprayed mist in his eyes for no reason at all.
Yeah.
But no reason at all. Just to be a dickhead.
Yeah, Jay, so it's just.
Jay just announced a match. I was out of nowhere. I mean, I can respect them for intertwining house show stuff into the mix, but.
Yeah.
Like, he already beat Uncle Shin a couple of times already. Like,
I'm tired of it.
Do we need to see it again?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to.
And all we get next week is we're getting a tag team match with Uncle Shin and Drew versus fucking Cody and Sammy. That's it.
Great. Oh my fucking great. Oh my God. This is so dumb. Whatever.
So Nakamura loses again, huh?
Nah. Drew or Shin better pin Sammy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. Ain't no way. Drew been losing too much too. Both of them can't afford a loss right now. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. Cause I don't give a fuck what Road Dogg says. Cause Road Dogg's never pushed as a serious competitor. So, but wins and losses do matter. I'm sorry, especially when you want us to care about a feud and you want us to care about seeing matches. Wins and losses do matter because if somebody's perceived as a loser, we're always going to see them as a loser.
Especially with the bad guy.
Unless you go the extra mile to push these guys and show us that they're a fucking winner after losing. Like, MVP was fine. Remember when MVP had his big losing streak back in, what, 2008, 2009-ish, where he lost all his endorsements, he lost the entrance and everything. And then what happened? He snapped his losing streak by beating, what was it, Shelton Benjamin for the United States title? And that was it.
Yeah.
So I mean, unless you're doing a story like that, where, you know, a bad guy, you know, he's down on his luck, this, that, and the other, we start to build sympathy for him. Then he becomes a babyface and he finally wins the big one. Then fine, that's cool. But Nakamura turned heel and he lost every big match he was in. I don't give a fuck if he beat the Alpha Academy. Everybody beats those guys. That's nothing special. But Nakamura just lose. And Drew McIntyre is supposed to be this killer, but he loses all the big matches. It's like, bro, like, come on.
Right. That's what I'm saying. No. What, the main event happened, right, with Drew and Sammy after this shit? After the rope?
Nah, it was a brawl after the show. Because Drew McIntyre attacked him. He attacked, Cody to end the show. And then off-air, Nakamura joined in on the beatdown, and then Sammy made the save. So I guess they're setting up. And they showed it on YouTube, so I'm guessing they're setting up for a main event tag match next week. So.
Next week, yeah. Whatever. That was raw, people.
Yeah. Nothing really exciting, honestly. Nothing really exciting at all.
It was like a down week for them, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. NXT, though, coming off the heels of Vince staying, a big heel turn, Carmelo Hayes.
He finally turned on Rick. And then he only said one word, whooped. And I was just like, oh, goddamn. And they was chanting, fuck you, Melo, at the fucking pay-per-view. And they did not block it out and out. Yes, they did. On Sunday, they did not. I was loving that. I'm like, oh, wow. They hate him.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, God, good. That's the reaction they supposed to get.
They hate him. Like, and then they were chanting yesterday, you got him. but the turn was good. And it looks like Drug and Trick really are cool. Juggernaut really got that respect for him. I love Juggernaut's promos. He opens somebody up, but then it's like, but you couldn't beat me though. You're not taming this dragon. I just love how he does that. I love he talks them up and then he's just like, but Jack, just give me. I just love that. That was cool. They resurfaced the Dijak. Yeah, Dijak came out and they set up a main event match for the match. He did press it. I'm with Dijak pressing him. He punched the shit out of him.
He got him good. He got him really good. That was awesome.
He made him bleed. I'm like, son, Dijak, you wowing. One thing, I was a little mad that the NXT crowd was owed him. Like, I didn't understand that. Like, I get it, he's a bad guy, but he's not even like that. Why are you booing him so hard for him?
That's
like,
good. That's good for him.
Yeah,
the more heat you get, the better you get booked.
Yeah, I know. He was just looking at the crowd like, the fuck y'all booing me so for? Like, it was just mad funny. Yeah, like I'm looking at him too, like, bro, I this is out of character for the crowd. They never really boo you like this, so. What?
No, I was going to say, he's another one like Gunther, getting comfortable on the mic more and more with each time he gets it. So, yeah, Dijak is growing too as a competitor still. So,
yeah,
I thought that was good. So, let that motherfucker get nuclear heat. He getting a reaction. Hey,
yeah,
there's a lot of motherfuckers on that main roster begging for that reaction.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, let him soak in all those booze. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing at all.
And I think Baron and Braun, they started celebrating. I'm loving these guys so much. I don't care what nobody says. Makeshift tag team suck my meat. I'm sorry. This team is cool. It's funny. At the same time, it's looking like they fucking with each other, man. I like that Braun's a bad guy, but I like it when he be smiling, bro. You know what I'm saying? Lighten up, bro. Lighten up. And I think with Baron, that's why I like the team. It's like Baron lightens him up a little bit. And it's like Braun kind of helps Baron, pushes him a little bit over the edge. And that's why the tag team works. But, hey, say what you want. For me personally, give them the titles. I'm sorry. The family has zero momentum. I don't know where it went. I don't know where it went. I don't know. It just vanished. But give the titles to Baron and Braun. imagine Baron and Braun popping up as the tag team champions on the main roster. Oh my God. Challenging people. You think you guys can take us? You really think you can take us? Hey, Braun. He thinks he can take us. And then Braun starts going off on his math. There's about 13% chance. Like, oh, that would be so cool. But
that's 33 in turn, third chance of beating us.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it'll be so funny, but like, and then he'll be like, but seriously, you have no shot. Like, it'll be so great, man. So I would like for them to have the tag team titles. They're known. Both of them are well known. Throw them up on the main roster. They're already throwing Braun's name on the main roster, going back and forth. What a nice RJ. What a nice fucking turnaround it would be for Baron to show up on a main roster with some gold. Even if it's for like a one appearance, him coming back to the main roster to have a match with some gold, that's a nice fucking story for Baron Corbin. And I used to shit on Baron Corbin his entire career, but this would be a nice little small cake for him, I would say, to win some tag team gold at least. He hasn't won championship in forever. It's been years, so
Is that a United States title run he had back in 2007?
That's what I'm saying. See, I don't know. Give them the belts. I don't know. Let the breakup happen later, you know. But let this rock. This the crowd likes it. You know what I'm saying? If the crowd likes it, play it out. You know, break the fans' hearts, like you did with Trick and Mello. Break the hearts. Make Braun turn on Baron. Then all of a sudden, guess what, RJ? Baron Corbin's a fucking face.
Yeah.
Like, something nobody ever thought. And then imagine Baron getting cheered. Huh?
Yeah. Talk about 180 from last year. The last time we saw him on the main roster.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Imagine. Oh, man. That'd be sick. I don't know.
I hear what you're saying, but
this is the breakup is happening really soon. You think it's happening soon?
I don't think it's gonna be much of a breakup. I just think that when Braun Breaker finally signs a contract, he's ditching Baron Corbin, and that's probably gonna be the end of it.
So you don't think they'll win the titles then when they challenge?
No, because they're hyping Braun Breaker up on the main roster.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like that's what I told you yesterday. He's got 1 foot out the door already, anyway. So why? Why put the chip on him?
I don't know. Shawn Michaels said he got mad shit left to do in NXT, which I don't see what's mad shit left to do.
Exactly.
That's
just Shawn Michaels talking out of his googly eye. I mean, come on, man. Shawn Michaels got to save. He's got more work left to do. I mean, he's got some commitments. He's probably going to be on NXT until Mania, probably. So maybe you could squeeze out a month. Maybe it depends on if Triple H has any plans for the dude too.
That's what I'm saying. Let him be a tag team champ for like a month. Let Baron get a month reign. I'm just trying to look out for Baron.
Because for all we know, Triple H might have fucking Braun Breaker go out to Gunther. I mean,
we really don't know.
So I'm just saying, like, Baron and Braun, I'd rather them have a good resolution to their little storyline right now than to have it be rushed up because Braun Breaker's in a tight program on the main roster and can't do nothing else.
Yo, did you see that cutter he did to Mello?
Yeah, that was sick.
Oh my God. I love his reactions when he does them, though. I don't know why. I just love it.
He'd get mad hyped.
He was like, I was.
Yeah, no, he is so fucking fun to watch, bro. He tossed
him. Mello did a flip, and then he did the cutter. I'm like, this is crazy. What am I watching?
Braun Breaker is a treat to fucking watch, bro. And so is Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin has been a treat to watch, too.
Bro, Baron Corbin, mad fun to watch lately, son. This NXT run has been wonders for him. I'm legitimately a fan of Baron Corbin now. The whole look, his promos are fun, too, now. Like, he's so loose and relaxed. It feels great. It feels great to see. I know he's enjoying himself too, and his NXT run has been wonders for him, for real.
Yeah, definitely. But personally, I'm with you. I don't see it happening, but I could be wrong. I'm not gonna lie. I could be wrong. Maybe Shawn yeah. Michaels. Maybe Shawn Michaels wasn't talking out of his cockeyed mouth. Maybe maybe Braun Breaker ain't going to the main roster till Mania or after Mania, yeah. and they're just sitting yeah. planting a speech for him right now on the big shows. But hey, I mean, we can do a tag team title run. I mean, like you said, the D'Angelo family, not enough steam right now. They beat OTM the other night, which I thought was the wrong call, but
right.
But I guess, I mean, you got the team of Nathan, Fraser, and Axiom, you know, breathing down people's necks too, which, I mean.
Can we talk about that now? Oh, yeah. My God. Did you see that entrance, boy?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my. That shit was hard.
That's not the first time they did that either.
For real?
Oh, they've done that before.
That shit was hard. They rose up from the bottom like Rey Mysterio, and Axiom just came on, and they gave the graphics to Axiom to both of them. Nah, that shit was so hard. I'm like, this is my squad. They really put two of my favorite small guys together, and it works. I'm so happy for them. Again, probably wrong call for that match, because I know you like Malik Blade and Idris Inafre.
No, Nathan Fraser and Axiom, they're telling the story there. Nathan Fraser's mouth is getting him into trouble. And Axiom, you know, like, we know where this is going. Nathan Fraser's definitely turning heel. Whether it's, you know, next week, next month, 2 months from now, he's turning heel. By the time this is said and done, this team at least, Nathan Fraser will be turning heel on Axiom. I'd be shocked if that doesn't happen. But, Blade and Inafe got a chance to do their thing.
They give them a lot of time, bro. I just noticed that, too. They wrestled for a long time yesterday.
And they whooped ass. I liked the match. Yeah. I thought the match was good. Blade and Inafe, they need characters. They need characters, though.
I think they're fine. There's nothing what you want them to do.
They need more personality, especially Malik Blade. I feel like Idris is fine. I think they need some oomph as a team. They need some branding, you know? They need a team name. They need something to go off of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like
they,
so true.
They don't have nothing. They're just two black guys that come out and have matches. That's it.
Yeah.
So I just feel like they need a team name. They need a team logo. They just need something to ride off of. And then I think they can get to the next level, because the in-ring work is there. For two guys that are green, the in-ring work is there. Malik Blade, you would have thought these brothers been wrestling for 5 years. How good both these guys are, you know? So yeah, they looked really good in there with Nathan Fraser and Axiom, who were some of the best wrestlers in the world. You know, yeah. Axiom, been wrestling ever since he was literally a kid, and Nathan Fraser trained by one of the best wrestlers in the world, Seth Rollins. So like,
yeah,
and they kept up with those guys. So definitely a good showing for those guys. Definitely like that. Then we had the women's tag team match with Fallon Henley and Rin Sinclair versus Lash and Jakara.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that match sucked too. That match was ass.
I like that last Jakara won though.
Definitely yeah, they like won. That. They need to have them work more as a team. It shows that they haven't worked as a team for a minute.
Nah, because Jakara was hurt all that time. But nah, their stuff. I've been watching. You know, I watch Level Up, and they got some tag moves, bro. Including this move they do where Lash gets him up for like a wheelbarrow. Like, you know how some people go for like the wheelbarrow DDT or the wheelbarrow in general. Yeah. She gets him up for a wheelbarrow and Jakara Jackson to come running in for a cutter. Bam! Or bulldog sometimes. And nah, man, they got some continuity, man. This is that, for whatever reason, we didn't see it here. It was just there. Fine, whatever. NXT, you know what? The thing about NXT, though, aside from the main events most of the time, and sometimes the openers, they like, because Shawn Michaels like starting off hot. But all the other matches in the middle were just there so that people could get TV reps. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I'll be feeling that
a lot of the times with the matches in between.
I don't even watch NXT for the matches, to be quite honest with you. Like, we'll get two. That's fine. But it's most of these PC rookies trying to get some reps. So, I mean,
they had Lexus King fight somebody too, and I felt even for that match was filler too.
Yeah, Lexus King versus Riley Osborne.
Riley Osborne,
he was being stupid and looking for Thea Hale, and he got caught, and he got pinned like a bitch. Roxanne and Lola Vice had a match. It was fine. Roxanne won. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Then this vignette. Gotta talk about the vignette. The big mysterious vignette. Everybody and their moms is saying, oh, is it Okada? Is it Julia? Is it this, that, and the other? Is it that person? Is it Tama Tonga? Who is it? I have no eye clue. Hell, people who's even saying, could it be Bo Dallas? We don't know. But all I know is it better not be no rookie. It better not be no PC rookie that we have no idea who the fuck they are. Because if Shawn Michaels learned anything from scripts, do not overhype something for months and expect people to give a shit about it if it's not going to be a big surprise that's going to rock and shock people.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels, I hope he learned from that scripts mistake. Don't make that same mistake twice, Sean. Please. We had the main event. Dijak and Ilya Dragunov, which was fucking... Those guys went to war, man. Those guys went to war. They had a fantastic match, bro. Fantastic match. And it ended when Joe Gacy was interfering and Dragunov got him. Dragunov got Dijak. Carmelo Hayes cut that promo, you know, explaining why he attacked Trick, and pretty much admitted that he did attack that he did attack Trick a couple of months ago. Like we already didn't know that.
He did it just like Triple H too.
Yeah, he did. And a lot of borrowing from Shawn Michaels here too. Wearing all black and just a lot of similarities there. And even with the troll job.
Playing the music like he did for Brett.
Yeah. So it was great. It was great shit. And Carmelo Hayes got a lot of heat. But it circles back to what happened in the main event, because Carmelo Hayes attacked Dragunov. So I guess we know what Dragunov's next program is gonna be.
Yeah.
Carmelo Hayes until Trick Williams comes back.
Yeah, Trick Williams is going to come back and interfere in the match. Watch. When's it? They have an NXT Battleground, right? Before Stand and Deliver?
No, Battleground is going to be in May. They're doing Roblox on the 5th. March
yeah, the 5th. He's going to show up. He's going to take this whole month off, and then he's going to show up at the pay-per-view on Roblox. They're going to play his music. Trick's going to get Mel's going to be shocked, scared, or whatever. He's going to turn around, headbutt from Juggernaut. Over.
Shit, if Trick Williams is really smart, he would let Carmelo Hayes win the belt so he can take it off of him.
True.
Just saying.
That's true, too.
Just saying.
That's true, too. Yeah, that's true, too.
I'm just saying.
That'd be something for Stand and Deliver.
Yeah. And then after the show, and what's up with WWE doing this lately? But after the show, Joe Gacy, for whatever reason, was... acting like an idiot outside the ring, banging on something, and then Carmelo Hayes just looks at him like, "What the fuck?" So Carmelo Hayes just decks Joe Gacy from the behind and threw him into the barricade. This shit was fucking funny. Carmelo Hayes like, "What the fuck?" And he just blasts him, bam, and just throws him into the goddamn barricade. So, Carmelo Hayes is fucking up everybody.
Yep. You don't care no more.
So, yeah, nah, that was NXT from last night.
Yeah,
got some angles going, so I'm not mad.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Yeah, they got some things going for them too.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels. Shawn, you Google that bastard. You better listen to me. If this vignette that you're hyping up is some bumblefuck from the performance center that we never seen from, heard from ever before, that's your ass, Shawn Michaels. You understand me?
Yeah, you're getting a roast session all dedicated to you, one episode. Watch.
Exactly. If it's not anybody of any importance, like an Okada, I'm not saying it's him, but I'm just saying for an example, like an Okada, yeah, like a Julia, like a fucking Tama Tonga, somebody like that, or hell, even Bo Dallas. I'll take Bo Dallas, because Bo Dallas used to be an NXT champion. Fine, I'll take that. But if it ain't none of those guys, you're getting it. You're getting a roast session. You're catching all the strays. You're getting all the smoke. You get roasted, son.
You just became worst booker of the year behind Tony Khan if you do some shit like that, I'm telling you.
That's right.
Oh, shit. But yeah, people, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
We, let us know what you guys think. There's a comment section, so let us know what you guys think about everything, the topics that we discussed. Do you want Cody? Do you even care? Who do you want to face Rhea at Mania? Things like that, you know, let us know what's up. And, but we appreciate y'all so much. We hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day and rest of the week. Survive, get through the rest of the week. I know I gotta do that shit. Yeah. But yeah, people, we appreciate y'all for always rocking with your boys. You know what I'm saying? It means a lot to us. And yeah, make sure your life is too sweet.
Too fucking sweet.
Yes, sir.